You're tuned to 89.1, 103.5 FM. I'm Laura Kennedy with this GLT datebook. The hysteria of the Salem witch trials is at the heart of Arthur Miller's intense drama, The Crucible. Community Players is staging this January 15th through the 24th. Actor Samuel Willis is portraying John Proctor, the tormented farmer accused of witchcraft. The play's director is Kayla Pulliam, who says she's loved this play since she first studied it in school.
I felt something that my classmates didn't necessarily feel with it. I think that they saw it as a cautionary tale, sort of a, oh yeah, don't do that. And I felt a very intimate connection to it. Like, they actually felt these things. This was really real. And I wanted to bring that into our performance. I wanted it to make it present for the audience.
Samuel, you're playing John Proctor.
Yes.
What drew you to this character?
I've actually been in the show before. It was my first show back in high school. And there's just something about the fact of, with Proctor, sometimes you want to root for him because of this horrible situation he's going through. But there are other times you question some decisions he's made in his past. And it's just that dichotomy of, do I root for him? What do I feel about this thing he's done that really drew me to him? And I think it's really relatable.
Arthur Miller, in dramatizing the Salem witch trials, also gave us essentially an allegory for McCarthyism. Did you guys do any research on McCarthyism in addition to the witch trials to get ready for the show?
I did. I looked into what his mindset was when he was writing the show. I knew a lot about McCarthyism just from college and from study. And then I wanted to look into what relates now, and then with Syria and with the Islamic State, it's the exact same. We're in a very similar situation that we were in the 50s when he was writing this to warn against, you know, the dangers of yelling communist.
Yeah, I picked up on a similar thing just with the whole idea of mass hysteria and how one little spark can just ignite this flame of don't like this because it's different.
One thing that I often see is people go see The Crucible and they think, wow, that was really bad. We shouldn't have done that back then. But they don't realize that we're doing it now because it doesn't seem like we're not yelling witches. We're yelling something different. And that's why I so want to scare people a little bit. I want people to feel the uncomfortableness and the terror that they felt. I want people to know that this is a different version of The Crucible than you're used to seeing.
What makes it different?
It is still set in 1692, but it is more like a thriller, a horror film than you've typically seen. We've got the lighting and the whole ambiance we have of the show, and just the intimate feel that we've created is going to put you back there in 1692, and you're going to feel like you are part of the courtroom, and you're going to feel like you are there with these actors. It's not going to feel, like I said, like I'm looking back at history books. It's going to feel very present and very real. So fans of horror movies, fans of American Horror Story, of those kinds of things, are going to enjoy this production.
What is the most frightening part of the play for you two?
The scene in the vestry room in Act Two, they're kind of brought to court, and we have the girls, and we've got Mary Warren questioning whether she wants to stick with the girls, and that scene, there's pretty some scary moments in there.
For Proctor, that's really where it all goes from not ideal to worse, really bad. And then for me as an actor, it does take a lot of energy connecting with the character, and it takes it out of me every night, so.
Yeah, how do you get ready for this performance, since it's very emotionally demanding?
It's a little bit of like kind of screaming in my head and getting a little angry. He's not the easiest guy to get along with. There are a lot of times where nobody seems to be listening, even though I tell them over and over again, you know, that they're pretending.
Kayla, you're an actress as well.
Yes.
You were Tracy in The Philadelphia Story.
Yes,
which
was.
You couldn't get more different from The Crucible.
I did not know that.
How do you take your chops as an actress and apply that as a director?
Well, I think it helps me a lot because I can connect with the actors in a different way. I understand, at least my own process, what it takes me to get to a character. So I feel like I'm better able to have a dialogue with my actors about, okay, this isn't working. How can we, you know, what is it going to take to get you to connect with that character? And we did a lot of character work and a lot of let's, you know, get away from the script and let's think about how your character would react in a different situation. And so I think about it differently than I think a lot of non-acting directors do. And that's what makes me enjoy it so much. Working with actors is the best part of directing. And I think I like it more because I understand what their process is and what they're doing.
That's Kayla Pulliam and Samuel Willis. Community Players is staging The Crucible January 15th through the 26th. I'm Laura Kennedy.